Welcome to Press A to Play, an exploration of video game music from Northwest Public Broadcasting. Together, we're going on a journey through the world of video game music, which has grown from the beeps and boops of chiptunes in the 80s to the fully orchestrated cinematic soundtracks of today. Get ready to play. Let's press A. I'm Anjali Dodia, and I like cozy games.
I'm Devin Gay, and I love classic old school games.
I'm Connor Henriksen. I like games.
Well, we all certainly have our own favorite games, the ones that are nostalgic or artsy or entertaining, that we can play over and over again. And listening to the game music brings to mind all those memories and the fun or frustration you felt when you were playing it.
You probably have a game or a soundtrack that you like, too. Today, we wanted to tell you about our favorite soundtracks.
One of the things that we found when we were putting this show together was that as we talked to our colleagues about it, everyone had suggestions or requests, even people we never expected. We had no idea they were even into video games. We honestly found that we all had a lot more in common than we realized, and a lot of the same favorite games. We shared a lot of memories of the classics.
So we'll be highlighting some of their favorite video game music too.
Yes, and as we share this music, if you think of your own favorite video game music, then let us know, and we may use it in a future episode. Email us at info@nwpb.org with the subject line, Press A to Play.
Connor, let's start with you. What's your pick?
My selection is Age of Mythology, made by now-defunct Ensemble Studios. This was the first game I really fell into. As a kid, I was always fascinated by ancient cultures and their religions. Age of Mythology spoke to me like nothing else I had ever played before. In the game, you play as an Atlantean, yes, from Atlantis, who worships Poseidon. Well, one day, some bad people steal your town's sacred trident, so you track them down in an epic campaign against the forces of darkness. You build armies and fight your way through mythologized versions of Greece, Egypt, and Scandinavia. You even meet some ancient heroes like Achilles and Agamemnon.
So it sounds like there's some interesting incorporation of different cultures and mythologies and pantheons in this game. Is the music like that too?
No! The songs in the game are the same regardless of which culture you're playing as or against. But somehow the music never feels out of place. I'll be honest, I don't think the music is very accurate for what you would have heard in ancient times, but the songs are so nostalgic for me that I don't really care. So here we have A Cat Named Mittens, that's the game's home screen theme, followed by Adult Swim.
Geneva, test me there on
That was Adult Swim, and before that, A Cat Named Mittens, composed by Stephen Rippey and Kevin McMullen for Age of Mythology.
Can I just say, I love how random and weird those song titles are. What does A Cat Named Mittens have to do with Poseidon and Atlantis, after all?
Every true creative loves their cat, and composers of culturally ambiguous video game music are no exception.
Next, let's hear from folks whose favorite games were based on big movie franchises with iconic soundtracks of their own.
Hi, my name is William Lewis. I'm the traffic coordinator for Northwest Public Broadcasting Television. My favorite video game music came out around the year 2000. It was with the original Xbox, and it was a game called Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I really, really love this game, and I played this game for hours. And well, of course, that was before I had kids, and I could spend that kind of time on a game. But anyway, I love that game so much, and my favorite piece of music from that game was called Bastila Shan's theme.
So the music from the original game was never actually released as an album. That's something we come across pretty often with games from the early 2000s and before. But there have been updates and sequels to the original Knights of the Old Republic. So from the sequel, The Sith Lords, this is the main theme and March by Mark Griske.
Thank you. I'm Lauren Patterson. I'm a journalist at Northwest Public Broadcasting. Lately, I've been playing a lot of Hogwarts Legacy, where the player is a student at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The music in the video game just really stands out and takes me back to seeing the first Harry Potter movies on the big screen. The brassy horn sounds with fluttering flutes and wood instruments on top make it sound like magic swirling in the air. The first composer for the movies was the beloved John Williams, and songs like Hedwig's theme have become synonymous with the world of Harry Potter. The music for the game had to mimic the music created for the movie series. Although the soundtrack for the game was composed by Chuck E. Myers, Alexander Horowitz, and J. Scott Roccozzi, Myers has been quoted saying he wanted to create a John Williams-like sound. It really made me think about how a specific sound can become canon for a series. And a trip to Hogwarts, whether it's in a video game, a movie, or one of the books, always takes me back to feeling like a kid again. That sense of childlike wonder, when you want to believe magic is real.
You're listening to Press A to Play. I'm Connor.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Angelie.
Today we're sharing some of our favorite video game soundtracks and some submitted by our colleagues at Northwest Public Broadcasting. Well, Angelie, you're up next.
Okay. My music choice comes from a game that, well, some would say it's not really a game, actually. Genesis Noir, created by the indie studio Feral Cat Den, is a narrative point-and-click style game. So it's kind of more like a digital comic book. If ever we were calling video games an art form, this certainly would be a major argument in favor of that.
I hear noir in the title. Is this a crime drama?
Oh, sure. It ticks all the film noir boxes. You play as a hungry, city-dwelling watch peddler named No Man, who ends up in a love triangle with a jazz singer named Miss Mass and her narcissistic lover called the Golden Boy, who may or may not be a god of creation and destruction. Yes, it's in black and white. Yes, you're trying to save Miss Mass from being murdered by the Golden Boy. And yes, it has a moody jazz soundtrack. The music actually reminds me of that time Miles Davis and his band improvised the entire soundtrack for a French crime thriller in the 1950s, if you know what I'm talking about.
A dark night in a city that never sleeps. Cigarettes smoke thick in the air. A lonely trumpet wails in the corner.
That's exactly it, Connor. And the music is a big part of this game, something that the player can actively manipulate at times. My favorite part of this game is when you jump into a jazz improv session with another character, and by moving the cursor around the screen and scrolling over different objects, you change the pitch of your instrument, and the other character responds to that. It's pretty wild and a ton of fun. I actually spent a lot of time on that level just making music. It's unlike any other game experience I've had. The group that recorded and made all of the music is a UK group called Skillbard, and here are two selections from Genesis Noir, TikTok and Epilogue Affair.
Thank you.
TikTok and Epilogue Affair from the game Genesis Noir, the music composed and performed by the UK group Skillbard.
Now, if you're like many of our colleagues and you're clamoring to share your favorite game or game soundtrack, send us an email. We may use your suggestion in a future episode. Email info@nwpb.org with press A to play in the subject line.
Hi, my name is Jordan Evey, and I'm the traffic coordinator at NWPB, and I schedule radio underwriting. The game that means the most to me is Spiritfarer. Described by the developers as a cozy management game about death, the protagonist, Stella, spends the game assisting spirits with their final quests before she then fares them to the spirit door to pass on. You grow attached to each spirit during your time spent with them, and each goodbye is quite tearful and meaningful. The music is used masterfully, each spirit receiving their own melodic theme, which fits their character and gives you insight into them. One of my favorite characters in the game was Stella's uncle. Instead of accompanying you to the spirit door, his character decides to leave in the night, which meant no final goodbye. This was incredibly hard for me, as my own uncle passed away only a few months before I played the game, and it too was sudden, and I got no final goodbye. This almost caused me to stop playing because it was so unfair that both Stella and I were not offered final moments with our loved ones. But I know it was on purpose. Death is sad and at times unfair, and it makes you appreciate life all the more. Uncle Atul is simply one spirit in a colorful cast of characters you get to assist and love and let go, each one unique and a player able to resonate with.
Well, here is Atul's theme, followed by Last Voyage, the music that sets the mood as Stella fares each spirit to the door, from Max LL's soundtrack for Spiritfarer.
Hi, I'm Lyric Kano, and I do editing and research for Press A to Play. One of my favorite pieces of music from a video game has to be The Streets of Whiterun from Bethesda's Skyrim. Whenever I hear that song, it truly brings me back to my childhood. I would wander around aimlessly, just burning countless hours, taking in the vastness of the world behind my screen. And overall, Skyrim just gave me the ability to let my imagination run wild. Of course, there was the action of fighting dragons and draugrs and whatnot, but it truly was the sprawling mountains and endless forests and miles of caves combined with the lullaby-like music of Skyrim that truly held a special place in my heart.
Hi, Devin here. So, when I was growing up, video games were just starting to become a big deal, and everyone knew that some of the best games were coming from Japanese game developers, but also some of the weirdest.
Oh yeah, I've seen some weird ones for sure.
there were all kinds of crazy off-the-wall games that experimented with weird gameplay and art styles and music, and those games were starting to be translated and released worldwide. So a lot of people who grew up playing those crazy offbeat games were getting inspired, and now they're out there making their own amazing, weird, experimental games and pushing the boundaries of what video games can be.
As I said, I love seeing video games grow as an art form.
So there's a video game from 2004 that I have in mind, which really embodies that avant-garde spirit. It was like a gateway into this world of weirdness for me as a kid. It's about a teeny tiny prince from outer space who runs around rolling things up into a ball. Imagine a kid making a snowman or maybe a dung beetle. That ball starts out the size of a marble, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you roll up more and more things. You start with paper clips and house keys and coffee mugs, then dinner plates and potted plants and cats and dogs, then chairs and tables and bikes and people.
Whoa, dude, you okay?
Then cars and trees and houses and office buildings and whales and cities and islands and entire continents.
Whoa, okay, I'm gonna need you to rein it in a little.
And it all gets smooshed together into what's now a giant ball rolling across the surface of the planet, and then you give that ball of stuff to your father, the king of the cosmos, so he can throw it up into the sky and turn it into a star. That ball of stuff is called a katamari. The game is Katamari Damacy. This is the opening theme, Katamari on the Rocks.
Shall not see you. Hello, my name is Jason, and I work in the business office in Murrow, and my selection for the video game soundtrack, Bloody Tears from Castlevania II, Simon's Quest, I must say that's probably one of my favorite video game soundtracks of all time. That score has been in every Castlevania since 1988, and it just continues to be modified, and different variations come out, and I listen to it and play the game all the time, so I hope that you guys enjoyed it, and or as much as I do.
As Jason just mentioned, Castlevania's soundtrack has seen many iterations over the years, most of which are hard to find on an actual album. The version we'll be listening to was arranged for the game Dead Cells, which recently had a Return to Castlevania crossover event. This is Bloody Tears, as arranged by Johan Laulan, originally composed by Kenichi Matsubara.
Thank you. Salutations! I'm Jed Greenhalge, NWPB Classical's evening host and an avid gamer of 25 years. And as a certified Sonic kid, I am offering up the track Live and Learn by Crush 40, the main theme for Sonic Adventure 2, released back in 2001. Sonic the Hedgehog is unquestionably an icon of the gaming world, yes, but his 3D adventure games of the late 90s and early 2000s also yield some of the most iconic video game music of that era in the form of bountiful, bodacious butt rock, sung with more fervor than anyone would ever reasonably expect. The piece you are about to hear occurs in Sonic Adventure 2 after Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehogs collect all 7 of the Chaos Emeralds and use their power to transform into Super Sonic and Super Shadow so that they can zoom through space and defeat the evil giant Bio-Lizard before it crashes an entire space colony into planet Earth. If that makes no sense at all, fret not. The plot points are incredibly unclear even if you play the entire game with full attention. The only certain thing is that once a player hears those sick electric guitar riffs that you are about to hear, they're ready to zoom right through that space and beat the living daylights out of that pesky Bio-Lizard. Again, this is Live and Learn by Crush 40 from Sonic Adventure 2. Y'all ready for a banger of the blue blur? Alright, let's go!
Came back for more. Yeah. Can you feel time?
Thanks so much for listening to Press A to Play. I'm Anjali Dodia.
I'm Connor Henriksen.
I'm Devin Gay.
Press A to Play is a production of Northwest Public Broadcasting. Research and editing by Lyric Kano. Original theme music by Austin Schlichting. And remember, if you haven't found the perfect game for you yet, it's still out there waiting for you. Because video games truly are for everyone.